Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
And I speak to you in God's holy name, God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. We now are in the season of Lent. The church has changed its color from green to purple, the sign of bruising, the sign of difficulty at the time, sign of introspection. And our readings have changed, and we are now starting to move towards the cross, and then beyond the cross to Easter and the resurrection. But this is a time of preparation for each and every one of us to look into ourselves. It's a time of purification of our own thoughts and a time to reflect upon who are we and what have we done and what are we doing going forward. The 40 days is a significant number that Jesus was in the wilderness. Think for a minute, what else is reflected by 40 in the scripture? The flood, Noah's Ark, 40 years in the wilderness, all times of purification. For the Jews, 40 was a significant number, meaning a long time to reflect, a long time with a purpose, for it was a call to purification. And for Jewish faith, it was all about purification. If you are pure in your heart and pure in your body and clean, you are fit to be with God. Jesus took us a step beyond that. But if you look and read carefully in the scripture, you will see that the temple itself had big pools and everybody had to have a bath before they went into the temple, because they had to be clean of body as well as mind and spirit. And Jesus is here working at a purification. He fasted. And then after the fast, he was challenged. He was challenged in his own weakened state. He was challenged by the devil, which is symbolic of the world and all the pressures that come to us and came to Jesus in the world. And Jesus withstood the challenge. But now is the time for us to think of the challenges that befall us as human beings, as people living in 2020. Think of the challenges that come our way on a daily basis. We get the challenge thrown at us by commercial television. We get challenges thrown at us by our own vulnerabilities and our own sort of emotional weakness about who we think we are and that perhaps we're not good enough. And so we are very subject to being vulnerable to the enticement of something that says we're going to be better if only we do this, this, and this, or follow this, that, and the other thing. Those of you who go online and look at Twitter for your sins or look at Facebook or whatever it might be, there's all kinds of craziness there. And if you believe it, you can just go right out of your head. I mean, even such things as serious as the negotiation going on in our country with the First Nations people and the settler people, there's people going into the midst of that, creating havoc to try to confuse and make things worse, not better. There's always temptations around. Don't worry, it's not the sermon. There's always temptations around that we have to respond to and maintain our vision. So this season of Lent is a time for introspection, a time to look into ourselves and say, these are my core values. These are what the values I hold to that I have been brought to understand by my participation in the church as a follower of Jesus. That I am a person of love. I am a person of forgiveness. I am a person of patience. I am a person of seeking evidence before I make judgments. Whatever is your moral compass, this is the time to say, here's my moral compass, and am I following it, or am I following pressures that often are like magnets and turn the compass into a spinning wheel? This is what Lent is about. So how do we maintain a holy Lent? Well, I suggest that you can do it through your computer online, or pick up a book, or join a Bible study. Spend time looking at where do I gain moral encouragement and enrichment, and follow that. And just spend time reflecting. And I'm going to send out a link today about Richard Rohr. I've sent it out before. But Richard Rohr is a very handy place to look at some spiritual and nourishment to help us form what we think is a good moral compass. But maybe you don't like Richard Rohr, and that's fine. But find something else. We have the Forward Day by Day booklets. There's umpteen resources available. But spend extra time in the next 40 days looking and introspecting. Here's who I am. Here's what I'm doing. Here's what I want to do. And how do I get to that? Now, one of the things that people often ask is, how is Lent 40 days between now and Easter? Because I look at my calendar and it's not 40 days, it's more. How do you do the math? Well, the Christian church long ago said that Sunday is not a part of Lent. Sunday is the weekly re-celebration of Easter. So we celebrate Easter 52 times a year, because Easter is central to who we are. We are the people of the resurrection. We are the people of hope. And that hope comes to us, for we know that through Jesus, we are given new life. And the day we celebrate that is Easter, the day of the resurrection. But Easter is central to who we are. And so we celebrate it every Sunday. And that means that the Sundays are not considered a time of Lent. So if you wondered why some people say, yes, it's Sunday, I'm eating chocolate, it's because it's not a day of penance. It's a day of celebration. So I hope that as this season of Easter unfolds itself, that you will take part in all the possibilities and resources that are available to help focus and center ourselves in following Jesus and the Christian message. For there is so much chaff around in our society today, it's easy to get off base and sent in the wrong direction. But I pray that we will use this season as a time of reflection. And if you're able, join us at the Wednesday night services at St. Anthony's for some reflection and then a time of fellowship together. For we are people, all of us, on a journey with Jesus in a time of reflecting to be Christians alive in our own time. Not in always traditional ways, but in a progressive way of being inclusive and loving and forgiving. And as we journey, may God bless us all. Amen.